Good morning. Thank you for being here. Thanks for getting up and being a part of the first session. That's always a good thing.
The brave ones.
That's right. So thanks for skipping breakfast. So what I want to talk to you today about is partners and hosts as it relates to short-term medical service trips. So as she said, this is a part of my dissertation, which was a qualitative dissertation largely. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about the actual narratives that are used around these concepts of partnership and then what some of the challenges to that concept of partnership are within this particular healthcare delivery model. I have nothing to disclose, unfortunately. So the purpose of this, as I said, is really just to present the volunteer's perspective on partnership in the context of a short-term medical service trip. This could be referred to as a medical missions trip, a medical brigade, or 150 other terms that associate the same concept. But essentially, we're here to describe that concept and then also talk about those challenges. So what is an MST? A medical service trip, again, as I would define it, would be a volunteer group of medical providers coming from a high-income country and headed towards a low- and middle-income country. There are obvious exceptions to that. Sometimes it does happen domestically, as we do all note, significant gaps in healthcare access within our own communities. And at times, that medical mission model happens within the United States as well. These are both faith-based and secular or secular activities. And generally speaking, we're talking about trips that last between a day to 8 weeks. And again, that concept of international is somewhat optional. So Brinkerhoff, in a paper in 2002, talks about a relationship between different organizations and what the concepts of that are showing up in the literature and how those concepts can be put together to define a partnership. Because this partnership term that we throw around often with development and public health as well sometimes has an ambiguous definition. So the intent here is to use the literature to define a partnership. And really what she came up with was understanding that organizations come together with both having high mutuality and high organizational identity. So mutuality being interdependence, et cetera. Organizational identity being the concept of having a mission and in the access point as it relates to low and middle income countries, that organization also has an access to a community that the other organization, the partnering organization, is also interested in. So within the medical service trip literature, there's some major gaps. I've just kind of identified three of them. This is an area of research that's definitely growing, but also requires some additional work. And so these questions here represent that concept: how do recipients describe the care, how do volunteers describe the care that they provide, and then who also goes on these trips and why. So you can see within this type of a question why I chose qualitative work. And really, I'm going to focus for this particular talk on the middle question there with volunteer, how the volunteers describe the care they provide. So I used a case study approach with a single organization that does medical service work. And this organization is local to the Midwest. And I used roughly 20 open-ended questions that built up an interview guide that was used in this. And then 27 of those interviews occurred within that time period. So Midwest Medical Service Foundation is the pseudonym that I've adopted for this particular organization. It's a secular organization that began in the mid-1980s. They run 6 to 8 trips a year. It's a non-faith-based affiliated organization. It's a totally secular organization. And they perform both medical and surgical trips, most often side by side. The interview pool for this particular study consisted of 22 members of the Board of Trustees. There's actually 29 members, but we reached saturation prior to completing that, so only 22 of those were interviewed. They also have two permanent staff that are full-time paid, and I interviewed them as well, and then there are 11 trip leaders that were included in this. Obviously, I said there were 27 interviews, so these groups are not mutually exclusive. The gender distribution breaks out to be about 70% female, and also the majority of these are healthcare providers. So references to partnership within the narratives. Really, I guess the basic summary of how partnership comes up in these narratives comes down to this idea that relationships are at the core of it. So the term for partnership has no specific meaning within this organization or within this group, and actually gets thrown around all types of different relationships. So, you know, it raises questions about whether the term itself means anything to the individual, or whether the term itself is somewhat ubiquitous because people understand that this is an in-vogue term to throw around with this particular concept of activities. But they really use it to refer to relationships with other medical service organizations, as well as other organizations within the community, and then, of course, with local healthcare workers as well. So here's a quote that talks about kind of how the organization values this concept of partnership or collaboration in this particular case. And inevitably, these trips occur because there is a collaboration within the organization on the ground. I think that over the years, it's become increasingly obvious that it was a critical component of the successful trip. So they're defining success, at least in some way, with this partnership in mind. So the partnership with the doctor is pretty amazing. He will have lined up surgeries for us. So this kind of changes the term to some degree when you look at this, because this represents an idea that the local partner, as they have called them, is there to help to expedite the process of medical service trips and make them more efficient. So really, I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's less important. It's just sort of emphasizing the point that they continue to throw the term around, and that they expect that to be a part of their trip. But they also recognize that those trips require a certain amount of time in country in order to establish these relationships. So the bottom quote here says that, this is our third trip to Ecuador and we're still not partnering with local physicians. So this represents one of the challenges to this mutuality that I described before in this concept of medical service trips, because there is this short-term relationship. So are they considering sustainability? In addition to doing clinical and surgical work, we have also started to do education. I think we're more than just a medical mission group. So really, they're expanding their scope here to some degree to understand that if we're going to partner with a community, then we need to have some sort of development goal as well. How effective this is you know, still up for debate, not something that I've really evaluated at this point. So this quote here is used to represent the recognition of the volunteer and seeing that there are definite needs outside the scope of a medical service trip, and understanding that they can partner with other organizations, be it engineers, be it other people that are more experts in the development side of things as it relates to water sanitations and basic agricultural activities. So how is sustainability achieved? I think you can elevate a location and both through resources and education help them reach a higher level of healthcare. So this becomes a goal within this organization to advance the care that's available to the local communities, and they're asserting the fact that partnerships are required in order to advance this level of healthcare. Who's determining the needs within the community? So this is another activity that falls within the scope of the partnership, in that, as I said before, some of the physicians or local healthcare workers are there to pre-screen patients, to triage patients, and then set them up for these teams to come in and try to meet some of those needs. And ideally, in the mind of this particular volunteer, those relationships would include that partner determining the needs within the community and then referring those back to the organization so that they know what types of people to bring with them on the trips. And this person's asserting that happens pretty consistently, and they wait to be asked instead of throwing something in the general direction. What's interesting about this is somewhat of a reflection back on some of the criticisms that come from medical service trips. So this person is responding to that criticism by saying, we're not just dropping in, we're not just coming in and doing whatever we want to do, we're doing what they want us to do. within this context, we have sort of these competing agendas. So if we're trying to establish a partnership, that takes time, as we've established in previous slides. But what that conflicts with is the basic goal for this organization is to make the biggest difference they can within a week. And often, if you look further into the narrative, what is that? What is a bigger difference? It means giving more care in a shorter period of time. So that in and of itself is an efficiency goal, which is not inherently bad, but at the same time, it may run counter to the idea of a partnership. So in conclusion, partnership has many meanings. There's challenges to this mutuality concept, particularly as it relates to balancing the power. So power obviously is a, you know, sort of one of these terms that we throw around in sociology worlds and anthropology worlds as it relates to relationships between communities and between people who are of advantaged status versus those who are of disadvantaged status. And so that I would argue that if you're looking at these types of challenges and these types of relationships, you have to consider that there's probably some power dynamics going on here, particularly if you're asking them to help you to be more efficient, because then that changes that dynamic and probably takes away a little bit of that mutuality. Additionally, what's the goal? Are we sustaining, when we talk about sustainability in this model, is the goal to sustain the trip, or is the goal to sustain the relationship, or is the goal to sustain the community itself? So I think this is all kind of encapsulating what we're trying to say here. In this particular model of healthcare, partnership as it is normally defined is challenged. So certainly I would also argue that there is some institutional knowledge around these concepts of partnerships. So these teams are composed of people that volunteer routinely. As these teams volunteer, they're teaching other volunteers how to participate in this particular activity. And if that means that they can develop relationships that have high quality, high mutuality, high organizational identity, then they may be able to teach each other about how to respond more appropriately in these contexts. So just one quick mention here of where this is going in the future. So looking at the other side of the relationship, understanding that this partnership obviously has two sides, and understanding how members that are in the recipient communities feel about these relationships would be a really interesting research question that we have yet to understand. And finally, just the role and validity of educational efforts as it relates to these types of activities. What does that look like? Does it actually work? Is this an educational model that's sustainable? And that's it.
Good. Thank you very much.